This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Most people who know the name of Rachel Carson today associate it primarily with her 1962 book, Silent Spring, a best-selling exposé of the devastating impacts of the pesticide DDT. That's a good starting point, but there's a lot more to know about her, says Lilith Rogers, a Montreal-based poet and gardener who has developed and performs a one-woman show about Carson. Rachel was a biologist who worked for 20 years for the Fish and Game Department in Maryland and drew on that knowledge and experience for a series of earlier books, notably The Sea Around Us,
which was a history of the sea, an autobiography, she called it, of the sea. So that came out in 1952, and then she wrote another book called The Edge of the Sea that came out in 55. And before that, she'd written a book about life in and under and around the sea called Under the Sea Wind.
But Rachel Carson had to be talked into writing the book that became her most enduring legacy.
People urged her to write Silent Spring. A friend of hers named Olga Higgins said, "You have the public's attention. Please talk about this," because I was out feeding my birds. A plane flew over, dropped DDT all over our yard, and the birds just started dying right at the feeder where I was. I ran inside and could get away, but the birds couldn't get away. And somebody has to do something about this.
That five-year labor did not go unnoticed by the corporate makers of the pesticide, who tried to block publication of Silent Spring.
They tried to threaten these publishers with libel suits, but they stood strong. And Rachel Carson said, "Look at my book. Silent Spring has 53 pages of citations. I have collected data from all over the world. People even lost their jobs working for the government or chemical companies giving her information."
When the book was published, it caused an immediate sensation, Rogers says. It explained and connected the widespread deaths and decline of birds, fish, and other species in areas where the chemical was widely used, and it caught the attention of national leaders.
Kennedy was still the president, and he made an announcement at a press conference that they were going to be having studies in the Senate, and she got to testify before Senate committees about the pesticides. And then gradually, within 6 or 7 years, the EPA was started. And by 1970, DDT was banished for use in this country.
But Rachel Carson did not live to see that outcome.
Silent Spring came out in the fall of 1962. And in the spring of 1964, she died of cancer. She had been treated for cancer since she started working on Silent Spring. She had breast cancer. She had radiation treatment. She had cancer throughout her body. At one point, she was so sick that she couldn't even see. And she had to have a secretary read her what she was saying, and then she would dictate back what she wanted to put in, what she wanted to leave out.
Similar editorial choices have rippled through Rogers' portrayal of Rachel Carson as she continues to study her subject and learn new details about her life and work. 6 years into this, her first and only acting endeavor, Rogers says she's just getting going.
People say to me, "Well, aren't you going to do somebody else? Aren't you tired of her yet?" But I'm a little bit like that guy that does Mark Twain tonight. I'm not done with her yet.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.